And the whole point is, the truths bring light so that we no longer have to exist in states of denial about how things actually are. I mean, this is one of the biggest challenges for us is to move out of the proprium, who thinks it knows everything, into the word, whereby we see we actually know nothing. That what we are really here for is to practice the life of charity. And so the other point there is that, well, what is the life of charity? Well, internally, the life of charity is self-examination with a view to the amendment of the life. I mean, that's what charity is internally. It is shunning evils as sins against the Lord or the word. So that is what the internal aspect of charity is about. And if that's being done, the more external elements begin to take care of themselves. Yes, charity is doing good, but good can't be done unless what obstructs it is removed. So that's why the first of charity is to use truths in order to reflect on the life, in order to identify what stands in the way of our understanding at any given point in time of what it means to be in the Lord and to be operating out of those qualities that he offers us. So that's, that for me frames the whole kind of Joseph story from a practice kind of point of view.